Friends, this year should be a special S'chus for Rabbi Nachman Rossi Sheyichyu and S'chus Rabbi Irving Weichner Shlita. He and his whole family should have bracha v'atzlacha v'chol ma'aseh edim and l'nishmas Rav Yoel ben Rav Pinchas HaLevi. It says in Perek Vav, Psukim Tezayin to Yutes in Parshas V'eschan lo senasu es Hashem Elokechem karshin esisim b'masi. You shouldn't test God as you tested him in Masa when you said, is God among us or not? Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu imayin. Shemor tishmor etzvus Hashem Elokeichem. You should guard the mitzvus of Hashem, ve'idosav v'chukav kasher tzivcha, ve'asisa yashav atov b'nei Hashem Elokeich l'man yitavlach, u'basi b'rash tesaret tov v'shanishba Hashem l'avusecha, la'adav eskolivecha mipanecha kasher diber Hashem. You should guard the mitzvus of Hashem, your God, and the statutes and the laws that he commanded you, and you should do what is straight and good in the eyes of Hashem your God, in order that it should be good for you, and you should come and inherit the good land that Hashem promised your forefathers, to push away all of your enemies from in front of you, as Hashem spoke. So the topic of this shiur is the lo saseh of lo senasu, not to test Hashem. And we like to explore what exactly this lav entails. So we are going to base our analysis on the Torah of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, Hagon HaGadol, Rav David Yitzchak Mann, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, the Rambam. In the Sefer Mitzvot Sesamach Dalet writes, "Hiranu shel nasus yehudin v'yichulin she'aidu osanu behem nevi'enu al tzad ha'safik she'nesapik behem achar sheneida amidas nevuas hanovi she'yisaper v'imbram v'yisale lo senasu es Hashem Elokeichem." So we were warned not to test the destinies and the hopings that were prophesied to us by our prophets. In other words, in more simple English, when a prophet said that something is going to happen, we are not allowed to test. By doing what? Outside of suffix and a sapik b'hem, that we should doubt it. Don't doubt the nevuah after we know that the navi is a valid Navi, when he's a proper Navi. Once you know that he's a Navi, I get the Navi, so no more questions. You have to accept what he says as fact. And that's what it says in the Pasuk, Lo Senasu Hashem Elokeichem. Don't test God, meaning don't doubt Nevi'im. So writes the Rambam in the 10th Perek of Yisori HaTorah, Halachei Navi Shehid Lo Navi Acher Shu Navi. So if you have one Navi who testified about a second Navi, he's a Navi, so he's Becheskas Navi, and the second Navi doesn't require any examination. He can't test him too much, can't test him forever. So we are not allowed to test him too much. We shouldn't test forever. It says, don't test Hashem as you tested in Masa, because in Masa they said, this is in Shmos Yud Zayin, Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu, is God really among us? But rather, once we know that he's a Navi, we should believe in him. We should know that Hashem is among them. We shouldn't think about it and have doubts. As it says, and you know that a Navi was among you. Once you know that a Navi is among you, that's it. It's a closed book, and you can just follow him blind. You have nothing to worry about. And if you start worrying, then you're over on Lo Senasu. So we see from the Rambam that the Yisod Halav is the Nisayon of the Navi, Bi'i Ha'amanabo, when one doesn't believe in the Navi. There in Shmos, we saw that the Jews had a problem with the water. They didn't have water, and they were complaining, and Moshe had tainas on them that they were testing Hashem. It wasn't the proper thing to do. They should have just had faith. Vayikra Shem Makom Maso Meriva Riv Bnei Yisrael Ve'al Nasosam Es Hashem Leimor Hayesh Hashem Bekir Beinu Im Ayin. And as we saw earlier there in the Pesukim, that Moshe hit the rack and then everyone was able to drink, and this really was the root of later on Moshe Rabbeinu would get the rack later, and it was a bad ending. So this is all, it all started with a bad beginning. The Jewish people complaining, why are you bringing us here to die of thirst, etc., etc. So it's very, very interesting, this Rambam, that that's how the Rambam paskins the halacha. And the reason it's interesting is because we see in the Gemara in Tainis and Daf Tes Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yechon, a Maidel Sibah, Aser, Tasher, Shvil, Tasher, Amalei, Minalach, Amalei, Zil, Nasir, Amalei, Misha, Nisir, Akash, Baruch, Huk, Siv, Losanasa, Shemalei, Hochem, Rabbi Yoshaya, Chutz, Shemar, Avius, Kalmasa, Besor, Svitar, Besuch, and Abzos, Omar, Shem, Tzvakis, Amalei, Eftach, Lechem, Asur, Shemai, Berkos, Lechem, Baruch, Ad, Bili, Dais, Gemara says, that what does it mean when it says Aser to Aser? You should take Miser in order to become rich. So Rabbi Yochanan found, he challenged Reish Lakish and he said, tell me what Pasuk you're learning. And he said to him, Aser to Aser. He said, what does it mean? He said, it means that take Meiser b'shvil she tis'asher in order that you should become rich. He said, how do you know? He said, go test. He said, is it mutter to test the Kadosh Baruch Hu? He says, don't test Hashem. So he said, no, except for this, because it says in the Pasuk that you should bring your Meiser, and this way you could test Hashem and see, am I not going to open up all of the Arubas of Shemayim? Adbili dai, you're going to get this endless amount of bracha. As memeg testing Hashem when it comes to Meiser. That's a yotzei min haklal. There it's mutter to test Hashem. Arei lehedya, that the yisod ha'isr, shenemar, belav, zelo tenasun, the yisod ha'isr, that we see in the lav of not testing Hashem, is going on asiyas ha'mitzvahs, lenasas, in mikabel aleim schar, to see if you're going to get schar for the mitzvahs. In other words, this whole gemara revolves around, are you going to do a mitzvah to test God and see if you're going to get schar? So we say, normally you're not allowed to. There's an exception to the rule. And what's the exception to the rule? The exception to the rule is Meiser. When it comes to Meiser, you're allowed to test God to see if you're going to get reward. But we see from here, Al Kol Panim, that the Isser of testing God relates to getting reward for mitzvahs, not testing the Navi. Not testing the Navi is an Anderizachen Gansen, as they say in Portuguese. That's a completely different thing. But here you see from the Gemara, not like the Rambam Paskin, you see from the Gemara that the Isser is testing Hashem to see if he can get Schar Mitzvahs, and not testing Hashem to see if, not testing the Navi, as the Rambam holds. The Smag has it right. Kasev Parshat Schan Lotanas Hashem Elokeichem Perishalam or Adam, Esa Mitzvah Zuveri Mizbarich. I'm going to do this mitzvah and see if I'm going to get a bracha that's testing God. And he says the exception to the rule is staka. So what does this have to do with this inyan the Rambam writes of not testing a Navi too much? The Mishnah Lemelech and his Derech Mitzvah Sechen Chelek Beis. Uvedina Dechayel Asmak Shem Sefer Shacham Madim Tzedalid. Rav Yochanan Fishel Perla Al Rasag Lo Se Kuf Chov Zayin. Od Ve Od Amdu Al Ze. Ein Gamken B'Minchas Chinuch. The mitzvah, it sounds like I like saying that word, I do. I love, whenever I quote a minchas chinuch, I get excited. What am I supposed to do? It's a weakness I have. Mitzvah Tov Chav Dalet, who is Meir al Hashmatas HaRambam. The Rambam doesn't bring down this halacha that you're in Meiser, you're allowed to test God, why not? So we have one kash in the Rambam sosa the sugya. The Rambam also doesn't mention what it says in the sugya, that you're allowed to test God when it comes to Meiser. We have another kash al dasa Rambam, what's asking the sefer, Dina dechaya, mashakas of Sham, lo sinasu es Hashem kashir nesisim b'maso. Dasa Rambam, it shouldn't say lo sinasu es Hashem. Ella, what should it say? Lo sinasu, don't test, kashir nesisim b'maso. Not lo sinasu es Hashem, but lo sinasu kasher nesisim b'masa, shenisu es divrei Moshe Rabbeinu. Who are they testing in Masa? They were testing Moshe. They were saying that Moshe wasn't a good leader. Vayarav ha'ami Moshe, vayom ritzlun amayim v'nishte. They were starting up with Moses. So why doesn't it say, don't start up with Moses? Because the Rambam says that the Isser is testing the Navi. So If that's true, if the problem is testing the Navi, then the Torah should have phrased it in different terms. The Torah must should have said that you shouldn't test Devarei Moshe Rabbeinu, not Lo Tanasu Es Hashem. Now, in the Sefer Bris Moshe, on the Smag, he asks, Shaladas HaRambam, that it says, Mash los kashir nisisim bimasa, Lachor is referring to what it says in Parashas Bishalach, Vayarav am bimoshe, Vayom ratulun amayim benishte, Vayom Moshe ratulun odi, Matinasun es Hashem. So, the nation started up with Moshe, and they said, give us water. And he said, what are you being rav with me? What are you testing Hashem? So the Mechilta says, Amalam calls man shetem eriv mimi, atem menasim emakom. Shein ramat anasim Hashem. Notice when you're starting up with me, you're starting up with God. So here they were starting up with Moshe. Just in a roundabout way, they're all starting up with God, but starting with Moshe. But the Rambam himself, in Yisori HaTorah, brings from Pasuk Zion. Because what's the Rambam's lashon in Yisori HaTorah? Lo sinasu Hashem karshisha masa she'amru hayesh Hashem bekirbeinu. Oh, is God among us or not? So the Nidon is on Hashem himself. It's not in Moshe. The Nidon is on Hashem. But that's not Das HaRambam. Das HaRambam is that you're not allowed to test the Navi. And then he brings a pasuk, Ayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu imayin, that you're not allowed to test Hashem. Is God among us or not? So this Rambam is mamish shver, very shver. So we can answer, based on what the Rambam says in the Dolce Samach Dalet, the Rambam writes, Yisru l'nasus yiudin, v'yichulin, different things. Sheyadu abayim neviyenu, that with the Navi prophesied, you're not allowed to test. The minyan mitzvahs, the Rambam writes in Losu Sei Samach Dal, the minyan mitzvahs shebereish hayad. Rambam says, shelo nasus is dvar Hashem, shenemar lo sinasu es Hashem elokechem. As mevor shenidinu al davar sheomar anavi shelo lefak pikbo. V'hainu pikbok al divrei Hashem sheomar anavi. So you're not allowed to, what's his lashon? Test the word of God. The nasus is Dvar Hashem. So when the Navi says something, don't doubt it. Don't doubt the Divrei Hashem that the Navi said. Shelo lenasus yehudim yechul and shelder b'hem nevi'enu. When a Navi says something in the name of God, don't doubt it. Or in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, that was in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. In the Minyan HaMitzvahs, Shebereish Hayad, Shalom Lanasus is Dvar Hashem, Shalom Lanasus Hashem Elokechem. So what the Navi says in the name of God, you're not allowed to doubt it. Pikbuk al Divrei Hashem Shamra Navi. So therefore, Hayesh Hashem Bekirbeinu. Is God among us to do what you said He's going to do? So then Nisayon is al Divrei Hashem. So we can go on that Mahalach and say, really, you're testing out to see what the Navi said in the name of God. Is it really going to be true? But you see, not like that in Yisori HaTorah. Because in Yisori HaTorah, the Rambam doesn't say it's on Divrei HaNavi, what the Navi says. But it's on the Navi himself. You're now allowed to test the Navi to see if he's a true Navi. And then Hadra Koshe L'Guchta. What does that have to do with Hayesh Hashem B'Kirbeinu Imayin? The Yisr is testing out to see if he's a valid Navi. What does that have to do with Hayesh Hashem B'Kirbeinu Imayin? Uvi Yoyser Kasha. It's even more shver that the Rambam is soser himself. The gather of the lav and say for a mitzvah in the Reishi Ad HaChazaka is even the Rambam says Nisorei HaTorah. And Nisorei HaTorah, the Rambam says the gather of the lav is not to question, doubt the Navi. And in the Sefer HaMitzvahs in the Reish HaYad, the Rambam writes that the Yisur is not to doubt the words of the Navi in the name of God. So which one is it? The Navi himself, whether he's a valid Navi, or the words of the Navi. So this is Kula Miksha Achas. Ubi Ikar Adavar, Tamua Lechora. Manyan Hemshech HaParsha, there it says, Shomer Tishmerun, Vasisa Yashav HaToiv, after Lo Sinas Hashem Lokechem, you should guard, you should do what's right and good to God's eyes. So what is Vasisa Tova Yashar? Zokta Gemara, Bav Metzia, Tzayin Amad Beis, Kuf Chesu Amad Aleph, it's talking about Chiyuv An Hagel Lefnim Mishura Sadin. What does that have to do with testing God? The Ramban writes, Lasus is a mitzvah, Mishum Shem Tov Yosher Bene Hashem, Vaschar Mimele Yavo, Shem Metiv Latovim, Vili Sharam Vili Bosam. So, what does that have to do with anything? What does that have to do with Los Sinasu? So, we want to understand the context of the parasha. What does one have to do with the other? What's Vasisa Tova Yosher doing with not testing Hashem? Das smag below say dal, the Urim in mitzvah dal, the smack in mitzvah yotches, Rabbeinu Yon in the Sharichiv, the Tur in Yoradereish Mem Zain Veld, that the Yisur is Lenasis is Hashem, is he going to give schar for a mitzvah, like we saw from the Gemara. But Lechora, we can ask according to them also, like the Dina Techai asked. What does that have to do with Asher Nisisim Bemasa? Where there did they test Hashem to see if he's going to give them Schar Mitzvah? Okay, so say the mitzvah is talking about Schar Mitzvah, like we see from the Gemara. But what does that have to do with the source? The source is Asher Nisisim B'Masa. What is Asher Nisisim B'Masa test? There they didn't test God to see if he's going to give them a reward for mitzvahs or not. So in the Dina Dechai, he tried to give it teretz. He said that you now let it test Hashem like they tested Moshe and Masa as a Navi. So the Pasuk has to bring Mishalim. You now let it test God because see if he's going to give Schar Mitzvahs like they didn't test Moshe, like they tested Moshe to see if he was a good Navi. We could figure it out on our own. If they don't test God to see if he gives Schar Mitzvahs, what does it do with Moshe being a Navi? Well, why do we have to bring Moshe in here? Another kasha, and these were shown what it says by Gidon in the book of Judges, Shoftim. Parak Vav Lamates, Vimra Gidon Olokim Yeshcha Moshiach B'Yidei Yisrael Anasana Pam Begazah. So there Gidon did a whole test on God to see if he's gonna save them or not. What do you could look there in Parak Vav, what are you testing Hashem for? You know Chorev El Agiza Levada, V'Kol Arti Yatam. V'Asim Hien B'Alei Lehu, V'Chorev El Agiza Levada, V'Kol Arti Yatam. So Gidon says to Hashem, I don't want you to be angry with me. Just let me speak this one time. Let me experiment once with the fleece. Let it be dry only upon the fleece, and on all the ground let there be dew. And Hashem did it. It was dry on the fleece. And on the ground there was dew. What's this? What is he testing Hashem for? How could he do this, Isser? Oh, So God went along with him. He did exactly what Gideon asked. So this is discussed in the Rasag and Sefer Munus Videos. Even though here he's not testing to see if he's going to get Tzchar Mitzvah, he's done testing Hashem. So if you hold Pashit, Tzchar Mitzvah or Stam testing Hashem, Hashem, you're gonna right, it would be included. Now to test Hashem, see if you're gonna get mitzvahs or b'chalal to test Hashem. So the Rasag asked this in Maimur Shvi. Others understood this as a kasha in the Rambam, because he's asking for an osal and nevuah, which is Asur Ladas HaRambam. Not only that, I asked him twice earlier on in the Pesukim. He said, "Vayomer Gideon al Elokim, Yeshcha Mashiach b'yedei Sokah Asher Dibarta, Hinenuchi Matzig et Gizel Tzemer Bagorin, Imtali al Gizel Avada, Ba'kol Eretz Chorev." Here he wanted there to be dew on the fleece and on the ground be dry. And then later he said, "Dry on the fleece and on the ground there be dew." So here he's going overboard testing the Nevuah. So how is this permitted? It's interesting, in the Sefer HaChinuch, Tav Chav Dalet, he starts off the Yesod HaSikdivei Rambam, not to test the Navi, after we know he's a valid Navi, a proper Navi, Lotanasu. Kolomar Lotanasu, Gmuli Hashem, Va'onshev Shodiyah Lecham Adi Naviyah, Val Tzachish Tistapku Bahem. So he says, believe in the Naviyim, K'mokem V'chal Yisrael, Lo Asas Mitzvah Hashem, Baruch Hu, Al Derech Nisayon. Then he brings the Gemara. So now he puts the two together. He says there are two lavim. One lav is not to test the Navi, and the other one is not to test God to see if he's going to give you a proper schar. What's the shidduch between these two seemingly unconnected, unrelated surim? Not testing the Navi to see if he's a good Navi, and not testing God to see if he can give you schar in the mitzvahs. It's interesting that he put the two together. The Ramban also put the two together. So we'd like to understand this, and please God, in the next year, we will start making some movement towards seeing light in this sugya, Mirtz Hashem. There's so much to say. We have to understand the Rambam, we have to understand the Sti, we have to understand the Rabban, the Chinuch, Gemara, so much to understand. It's Hashem, God should give us life, and hopefully we will, I hope very much, to be able to continue. Shalom, sweetest friend.